Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. How about yourself?
Good. Where are you pulled into what direction today?
Today I was already in Silver Spring, and now I am Burtonsville. But today I'm in jeans and a hoodie. Just the store's a mess.
Ah, so you're
They're
a chance.
trying to, I'm trying to bring stuff in here, and then they have stuff that just accumulated themselves over the year.
Got it.
So. It's still hasn't really kicked on. I mean, they're getting business, but it hasn't kicked on. Then I'm figuring I'd do that, and then I figured today could be the last. Hold on, just blowing me up. And then I can I'll be in here every day, so,
Cool.
dressed to work.
Yeah, you know I was just busting your hump the other day when I sent
Yeah,
you that
yeah, yeah,
email.
yeah. So last time I saw them,
Whenever I
see, no
send
one
you
can
a
get a hold
text,
of
it's
you.
usually to have fun.
Oh no, I want that. I just changed my mind.
So.
I trimmed it down. Yeah, I've been everything but a jeweler the last few weeks. Been moving shit. It's been a pain in the ass. This space was way heavier than we thought, and I had all these people in the company, and they still needed me to jump in. But after I was told not to do any pushing and pulling with my arm,
Oh, what'd you
I
do
told you
again?
I didn't tell you I tore a tricep, tore two tears in my tricep.
No.
So I might have mentioned before, just in the past, how I was getting my elbow or my tricep tendonitis. I was getting my tricep needles, dry needled, and it was helping my elbow. I was getting this pain in my elbow when I tried to bench. So the last couple of years, I've gone down from my bench, and then I was just doing the dumbbells, and then the dumbbells, like, I was doing one, max 10 out of 120-pound dumbbells each, and then I would drop, then I was dropped it, and it was still hurting. I kept dropping and dropping for the last 2 years of some like losing size, losing it, but I'm thinking I'll just let it rest. So I work out, it hurts, let it rest for a week or two, go back. So during the summertime, I was at the beach, and they made me do a 3 day in a row. Each pass, they wouldn't break it up for me. So I went 3 in a row, and I think I overdid it, and I think that's when I really tore it. So I went to an orthopedic surgeon, because all of a sudden before, I was like, pulled my elbows up to my wife, like, this elbow is really killing me. I can't even do push-ups anymore. I mean, I can't do any tricep. I can't do any. And it's been my fault allowing it to drag on for a couple years. With the needle, it'd feel better, and I thought it would just take time to heal. So they did an MRI and saw that I had tears right near the elbow and the tricep.
That'll
And the
do it.
girl told me no working for out for 4 to 6 weeks. She said, "Have you ever rested?" I'm like, "Yeah, I told you, but dropping the weights and cutting back for 2 years." And she's like, "That's not resting." So I go in, there, and of course I'm irritated. So, because I've already not been working out for almost 3 months, or just once a week, or you know what I mean? It's like been really bad. So anyway, I had went and saw the surgeon, and she told me 4 to 6 weeks. Went back to see her. No, nothing. I couldn't lift. I went and tried to work cardio or something like that, and I blew my knees up with Baker's cyst. So I've been screwed the last like 2 months. So I go to see her the day before. I see her, my garage door snaps, and it's the remote. So I'm like trying to lift it up, and I was like doing a deadlift. And my wife's like, "Don't hurt yourself." Well, I went to the doctor's the next day. She's like, "Your elbow was swollen. It wasn't even swollen the first time I saw you. What's going on?" So I found my daughter has like lacrosse, and this guy, it was like just for speed and agility. And this guy was a physical therapist, and they were for more for sports injury and the people athletic, stuff like that. So I told him once I got this MRI, I just want to see if it's torn, because I have a feeling it's torn, then I'd try to come to them. So the lady told me to get a PT. I told her I already grabbed one, and then I called this guy and said, "Hey," he was like, "Dude, it has nothing to do with your elbow." So my thoracic and my back on my rhomboid, I guess from a long time ago accident, my shoulder comes in and curves, and it's cutting off the vein, the nerves from firing off 100%. Like I was in the mirror and I'd flex my triceps, and one part of the V was completely gone. It like the muscle just, I forget, they were atrophied.
Yes.
And so they said that the nerves, the tears from me just overstraining it, because I don't have a clear passage with my nerves, and my shoulder blade shifted over, my lats off. And so he's like, basically, you're trying to push off with a V8 engine, and your right side's going, your left side's doing a V4, V6. So it's whatever. It's been, and then since the nerves have been cut off, or this, it's clamping down and resisting the area it has to move, or it's causing, I don't know, so basically my scapula,
mm-hmm.
and like part of my lat, is hard as a rock. Like, I didn't know it was hurting. He touched his thumb on it. I'm like, oh!
Oh.
So he's like, he literally took these needles, instead of dry needling, he put the needles into the muscle, and then he put gator clamps in there. You know, they do the, like, that thing where they put the little patches on your lower back or where your injury is, and you turn up the little electric pulses.
Yeah.
He stuck that with the gator clips. And my whole lat just sat there for 8 minutes. Like, bah, bah, bah. So he's been moving tissue, shifting my shoulder blade back over, and you know, I'm just resting my tricep, trying to build up my tricep. So right now I'm in PT for that, and also ankle's been hurting. I've been dry needling that for 2 years, and we found out there's an issue there. So
starting to sound like Walter.
I am. I am, but I don't know. It's just this dumb things that I just overlooked, you know, when working out. Like, my quads are huge. My calves are huge. I have no glutes or ass. So there's something else. They weren't engaged. So now their office is in a CrossFit gym. I'm in this CrossFit gym with this woman who's a beautiful 55-year-old woman doing like 325 deadlifts and some stuff. And I'm sitting there doing the half legs squat with a band around my...
Get that out of your head, dude. It's not a comparison.
I know that.
So it's funny is, you know, I had been hurt. I was telling you all my aches and pains for a while, and you know that my trainer died, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. 3 weeks before my ex-wife died, I'm on my way home from Palm Springs. I get to Detroit, and my phone's just blowing up. I'm like, what the hell's going on? That's, you know, that's not normal. And I listened to the voicemail, and he had died in, a heart attack in his sleep. So anyway, long story short, it was that. And then, you know, so for 3 weeks I was going back to the gym, but like every time before I'd walk in, I'd look up at the marquee and I'd be like, oh, you lazy bastard, how dare you die? And I got to go come and do this by myself. Like, just like, cause I know he would laugh his ass off if he could hear me. Right.
Right.
But then my ex dies, and that was just the 1-2 punch. And then I was trying to go to the gym, and I literally get in my car, drive there, and I get to the parking lot, and I either look in and just go, no, or I'd walk in, I'd do maybe 5 minutes on the treadmill to start to warm up, and I'd be like, no, nope, I'm out of here. And I was just deep. So, you know, I mean, shit's happened, so... Shortest version of the story from there is I was telling my girlfriend, I said, I don't necessarily love the idea of CrossFit because I've heard just so many over-the-top things, and it's like, I'm 56. Like, I'm not going to try to keep up with a 29-year-old who's been doing this for a couple of years. It's just going to – my ego's not that big. And my girlfriend loves to research, and she's like, I just found a place in town. It's a mile away from your house. She said it's actually from this dude. He used to be a physical trainer, like a strength conditioning coach at, I want to say, Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't advertise. He actually has the most basic website you'd ever think of. Basically what I tell her was, I think I need someone to kind of, I don't need to chit-chat with anyone, but I need that competitive, I got to keep up with you situation. I said, that will kind of drive me. I can do stuff on my own, but I really do need that camaraderie just to get me off my ass. So I just started this week. I'm sore as fuck. It's not the crazy CrossFit gym kind of place. As a matter of fact, the majority of the people are like between 40 and 60. And he flat out said, he goes, if you're looking for a CrossFit gym experience, this is not for you. He's like, He goes, I don't advertise. I want it word of mouth. I want people that enjoy each other, that are supportive of each other. He goes, if you're an asshole, I'm asking you to leave. Like, he wasn't
Nice.
speaking to me. He's like,
Right, 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 right. Yeah.
yep. He goes, he goes, I'm not here to criticize you. I'm here to instruct you. So if you don't want instruction, leave. I was like, nope. This is right, for right now, the first 2 minutes of our conversation, you're exactly what I need right now. And
Well, it's funny because
it's humbling because I mean, because I've been gone for so long, you know, your memory remembers differently than your body does. My body's like, holy fuck. And I'm watching these girls that are, you know, they're not in the greatest shape of their
there might be
lives,
Frank might be out there.
but they're beating my ass.
Yeah, so this morning I went to the PT, and I noticed it the other morning when I left. It was the whole Anne Arundel County Police Department. It was all these cops, all the same crews. It was like, Jesus. But the nighttime when I'm, or the afternoon, I go in on Mondays at like 1, and they have a class going, and that's exactly the age group, and it wasn't all that yelling, and even the trainer was, in our age group, so I was like, maybe that's what they're pulling off more. I didn't hear that. Dude, they're not screaming. They said, okay, we're gonna do, just pick kettlebells. You're gonna walk to the area. You're gonna pick, So it wasn't that like, I right, can do burpees for time. Let's go, which I
Yeah.
told somebody like, I'm never going to go somewhere where like, all right, we're gonna do this for time. I'm like, for why? Am I trying for the Olympics? Like, I don't want to hear for time. I want to hear like that, because back when I would do CrossFit, that's all you heard. All right, we're gonna do 50, 50, 50, 50 for time. Let's go. I'm like, fucking time, dude. I'm not competing. Like, I work out, but stop, because that's when they start yelling, let's go, let's go. They were trying to push you so you beat your time. This one they were doing. So that makes sense. I mean, that's what some of them doing now, because the crew was older. The crew was older, and I was used to seeing a bunch of young kids just beating themselves up.
Yep.
Well,
So,
good. Yeah,
yeah.
because hopefully when they get my elbow set and my oh, gee, they had this coolest fucking trick. So I told you I lost that tricep part of the muscle.
Yeah.
So they had this thing, and the guy's like, like, go imagine what this is what we're doing for the football players when they tear their ACL. So you have this machine. It's supposed to be a blood pressure kit. It goes around your going, since me, it's going around my bicep,
Yeah.
and then he has an app to his phone. So then he tightens it. It gets real, real tight, and then it relaxes, and it gives about a 50 to 60% constriction of your blood flow. So I'm literally sitting there with a 3 pound band. And he's pushing, he's doing it to resist.
Okay.
And I think Tyler had trouble. So you're sitting there doing it, right? I'm doing like, I was pressing down, and the load feels like it's a heavier load, but it's not a heavier load on your joint. But basically, I'm doing like, like a 7 pound or 6 pound little band. He's pulling above me, and I'm just doing straight pull down, like push downs.
Yeah, but it feels like it's heavier, right?
And it feels like it's heavier, and your muscles think it's heavier. So, I mean, I've done this thing twice now with the guys, and I can already feel like not the hardest part, but the roundness. I mean, it went flat on that one muscle. I can
Yeah.
already feel the jelliness of it starting to give a little rounded. He's like, it's cheating. The muscle comes back 3 times as fast because, like the guys with the ACLs. We're gonna have him do, like 30 pound leg extensions, 20 pound leg extensions, and it feels to them like 120. So the legs and muscle just build so much faster.
Huh, that's crazy. I've never heard of
I
anything
know,
like
it's
that.
cool. I know, so, dude, I'm gonna buy a few clips of this. Get him and just do 5 pound dumbbells. It's huge.
This is freaking interesting. I've never even heard of that, but I mean,
No, I didn't
as soon
either.
as you
It was.
described it, I was like, that makes sense. I don't know why I
Yeah.
never thought of it before, but that's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. Could really do like 3 reps, and he's like, all right, let's take it off. I'm like, wow. He's like, you'll see how fast your thing comes back. But I'm still not allowed to. I've been to him a couple times, a couple weeks now. I still can't push yet.
Okay,
But
well,
then he told me the
give it
first time.
time.
He's like, all right, you can do. Cause I said, man, I want to do my chest. Can I do fly? Yeah, you can do everything, but just don't push. I said, all right. And then all of a sudden, the girl's like, hey, we need help with the safe. It's heavier than we thought. And I already had like 5 Spanish dudes on the mat. Jumped in the middle, so I start pushing and start pulling. And I'm like, yeah, this is what she was telling me not to do.
Oh, that's the part where I go, you're just not bright.
Well, when she tried to tell me to put after the 4 to 6 weeks and I was swollen, she was like, here, you got to put this on. You got to remember you can't use your arm. And it was like one of the things that went around my collar and around my wrist. And
oh,
I looked
yeah.
there like, you just put a straight jacket on an octopus saying that you can only use one arm. I mean, I'm so much multitask, man. In my head, it's at work with my dogs at home. Like, I can't do that, man. I tried it. It was so hard. It didn't work. But it does feel better. It is definitely healed. You know, healing. I also cheated and I jumped on that BBC 157 and peptide.
Mm.
So I've done some research on peptides. The BPC 157 with the TB 500, it regenerates and helps your tissues and everything regenerate really fast. So peptides are becoming really big for our age group.
Hmm.
Well, there's a whole bunch of different ones, and all some are FDA approved, some are still researched, but the BD5 is FDA approved, and my whole body is feeling better. The reason why my elbow was still hurting was because more of a nerve thing, not a muscle tissue thing, but like other aches and pains I had gone.
That's awesome. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So it's really for injuries or for it helps like recovery and stuff like that, but it's for when people are injured, they call it the Wolverine pack.
Hmm.
And it's just supposed to just go through your whole body and it kind of fires off these cells that have slowed down as you got older to regenerate. And I think was my barber told me, he's like, are you doing that? He's like, I tried it too. I'm doing it with the little, it's like an insulin needle. Like if I had diabetes, you know, the little,
yeah.
Your belly fat, you had to do it. He took the pills. He's like, my barber's real young. And he was like, that's awesome, man. You know that they figured out how that works because they were using it on a rat and the rat's ear grew back. They took an ear off a rat and they gave him this BB-517 and his ear grew back. I'm like, oh, shit, all right. So I know that definitely helped the healing faster because everything else has been healing up pretty fast.
All right.
But,
then keep it going. I get nervous. Like, I got a buddy of mine that he does not hit the gym. He's just not one of those guys. And we were at a show one time, and I looked at him. I was like, don't take this the wrong way, but you're fucking looking great. Have you hit the gym? What is going on? Like, he just looked energized. He was, like, had dropped some weight. I mean, he was, like fucking peak. And he's like, and he kind of, like, looks around like he's got a big secret. He goes, don't tell anybody, but I'm actually, I'm doing testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
PRT.
Oh, did that work? You know, like I said, I used to do I forgot the name of it, but like it was an oral one. I said, and then I read that it was, you know, it's never been proven that you can orally take it. He goes, no, I'm having the pellets in inserted. He said,
that's
my
what he did. He received the appraisal. He already helped him.
But what I have read is that if your body gets used to that, then it stops making testosterone on its own. So you're stuck doing that moving forward. If you don't,
so
I don't know. I don't.
Yes
I don't know
no.
what the truth is.
But I told you I was doing it. I've told you before that I was on TRT.
Okay.
I maybe didn't realize what I meant.
Okay. Yeah.
But TRT,
maybe I didn't know.
Yeah. T. You know, I was sitting in the store. Walk out real quick. Yeah. So TRT is one out of Florida. I guess it's like test. It's testosterone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
And so my buddy just did that where he went and did the pellets. He couldn't sit down for a freaking week. He's a Secret Service guy. The counter snake from a friend of like, he got it inserted in the pellets also. And he was like, every 7 months. I hear it's not as strong, but that's why I didn't care about doing the BBC 1.5 because of I'm already doing the needle for the testosterone.
Okay.
But with testosterone, you can take – like I'm not really planning on having kids again, but I still want something happens, and they say, hey, you can't do this because your heart valve A, B, or C. I still want my natural hormone, so I take a thing called HCG.
Okay.
And HCG is administrated just like the BPC 1.5. So what your buddy should do, or he might have started by now because the pellets do get painful and it's kind of pain in the ass over time. I do Monday and Friday, or Monday and Thursday, either my leg or my glute. I do a half a milliliter of the testosterone, and then I do a little tiny insulin tin in my belly with the HCG. And the HCG is like something from the women's pituitary, but it helps keep the men's hormone, and it kept his boys from shrinking up.
Yeah.
And that keeps you, that once you do decide to stop doing the TRT, then they have a thing called Clomid, which is also in the same kind of form as ACG, but they have a Clomid that can naturally bring back your natural test. But you do the TRT, you never want to go back to your natural test.
Okay.
Because of all those things, what it does is give you back your testosterone levels back when you were in your 20s. So, yeah, your body doesn't have to work out as much because all of a sudden his metabolism speeds up.
Yeah,
and once that starts happening, then you're like, you know what? Maybe I should eat a little healthier. Maybe I should do it because you see the rewards. Recovery, muscle, working out. Like, I could go into the gym right now and go, okay, he's on TRT, he's on TRT. You'd be surprised how many people are. Hmm. A lot of people started at 45 and up. I think I started about 5 years ago.
Is it covered by your
insurance? And I love it.
Or is that just out of pocket?
It's out of pocket. TRT was, I went to one place when I first did it, and you know, they have a doctor. I saw the doctor and everything, because I wanted to make sure it was all legit. It was like when I first was hearing all this stuff. And then, and that was like, you know, you give me a couple of bottles. It was pricey because the doctor's appointments like that, so you'd be like, maybe $5,500 for a few months. And then it was about $350. And then I went to TRT, and it was about two something for every 10 weeks, because you administrate it Monday and Thursday, and it's the same amount. And now I just have I have friends that have human grace. I'm just getting it from them, and it's a lot cheaper. It's $100 a bottle and a couple of bucks and stuff like that. So I got it down, but I've been doing it for years now, so I kind of have the pattern. And then now I have my main doctor is doing my blood work instead of the other place. So the other place does the blood work. You have to do a bunch of blood work before you start, and they watch it just to make sure you're okay and
right.
blood
yeah.
pressure and stuff like that. But a lot of people don't have issues with it because, you know, they're losing weight. They're not raising their blood pressure. They're now all of a sudden they start feeling better. They start working out. So it's been really positive. For me-wise, definitely, but a lot of people, all my friends. I mean, I have friends that are 40 that are too young that are just starting because they see how great shape we are. Because, like I said, I haven't been working out, but, like, I still have all my muscle still.
Yeah, right.
And you can still see the top four abs. You can't see the bottom ones right now, but, you know, in a couple of weeks I'll be working out, I'll be right back. But the recovery, not only that, my sleep. My sleep's back to being better. I used to wake up every freaking hour, see the clock, like, fuck, what's going on? We've got mattress, got the Tempur-Pedic, all this dumb stuff. And someone was like, dude, my sleep is incredible. Like, the guy who sold me on it, everything he said was true. Like, my recovery in the gym was great. My workout was awesome. I've never used pre-workout. You know, a cup of coffee's fine. As soon as you want to diet, as soon as you want to be legit, you're so much faster than when you're sitting there fighting and that stubborn fat. It makes a huge difference.
All right. Well, I'm not ready to
look into it.
Yeah, I want to get back to the gym, period. Like, I want to...
Yeah.
I'm trying to recreate, to get back on that path that I used to be on. But if I can find that, for lack of a better word, hunger again for it and really get back into it, I'll definitely have another conversation with you about this.
Oh, yeah. My guy who got me on in the beginning was probably a couple years old, so maybe about 55, but I think I was 45. So 6-7 years ago. So maybe 50, maybe something like that. And he was like, my dad's been doing it for 2.5 years. He's 76 years old. He loves it. Shit, holy shit. All right, that's great to know. I'm taking a heart attack this and that, but it's a mild dose that just keeps you at a steady 800 testosterone monthly.
Okay.
So you go and you get your test, and they're like, hey, your test is down to here, then that's part of the reason why you don't have that drive, or you're a little tired, or you're not losing the weight you should be losing when putting in the work. So
yeah,
look into it. It's called, I mean, it's really big. So you type it in, it's all over the place, but it's called testosterone replacement therapy.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to give my doctor a call and get my labs done. I haven't done those
in
a while, so that's probably the first step. So
yeah, definitely the first step. I mean, just in general.
All right, Chief. I'm going to let you go because you got shit to do, and so do I.
Sorry, but call me. I mean, we just today switched the Silver Spring store number to here.
Okay.
So you need a number, but I'll be here today.
I've already updated everything, so yeah, if you need anything or anybody in the store needs anything, I realize you just merged two stores, so you're not going to need a shit ton of stuff, but...
No, the stocks, and the funny thing is, like, I was also kind of bummed, like, maybe my shit just not selling because it's not selling. Everything I brought here the last week and stuff, all my stuff's been selling. My uncle's last, I'm like, I just sold 3 of your pieces. My sister sold 8 pieces yesterday, they were all mine.
Oh, wow.
So my stock wasn't the problem. It's just, I mean, I knew it was the area, but...
Yeah.
But the traffic, the foot traffic here is incredible. And this one, my boss, for some reason, went all in lab. And we're already banging heads about that with all these lab braces he has. So once I have him out, the diamond sales in here will be boosted back up. So
cool.
I'm excited. I see me back in the diamond game again because I lost it there. There's just one coming in the store.
Yeah. No, I mean, gosh, you guys have been complaining about the traffic flow for there for, God, the last 3-4 years at least.
Yeah, the last 3 years. The 3 Christmases ago, I was like, hey, I had a great August, and I just had one of the worst Christmases ever. And that was at, like, the summertime. I was only selling big diamonds, and then all of a sudden it just stopped.
Yeah.
And that was it. That area's dead.
All right,
but at least I'm not here, and I'm happy. It's not too far from Columbia.
What's
the air is fresher. People are happier.
Did your dad just, is he retiring, or what's he going to do?
He's still coming in, but I think at the end of the year, I think both the brothers are going to hopefully relentless give the store over to my sister and I and peacefully walk off.
Well, fingers crossed for you.
Have a good one.
All right, bud. I'm going to let you go.
Okay. I'll
talk
to you.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye.